You're not getting any younger, Dana. Ah, there it was. The ever-faithful reminder from my 90-year-old grandmother that I had yet to settle down and start a family. Oh, the topic wasn't new. It had been a sore point between us for the greater part of 20 years. Right about the time she'd realized that I'd gone to college to pursue a career, not a husband. Not sure where she got the idea that I'd gone to Yale to land a man rather than a degree in law, but she had. Convincing her of anything different was a lot like trying to talk the spots off a leopard. Wasn't going to happen. Over the years, I'd seen her pride in what I did start to show through, but those moments were fewer and farther between than the ones where she pushed at me to find that special someone. That person who completed me, or whatever else song and dance chick flick movies like to pretend happened. As if there was such a guy. I liked to think I did just fine completing myself, thank you very much. What in the hell did I need with a man? I'll admit, there were times I wouldn't mind rolling over at night to find someone I cared about there, rather than emptiness. And there were a few times, every now and again, when I'd like to be held and told everything would be all right. But those times weren't enough to justify the heartache and complications relationships brought. Back when I was still young and impressionable, I'd let myself fall for a guy's charms. I'd bought into his promises of a future, of something more. In the end, I'd gotten my heart broken. I knew it was silly to hold the entire male population at fault for the actions of one, but the idea of daring to open my heart to another guy always left me going back to how painful it had been to be dumped. That was all in the past. I'd buried it and focused on getting a great education and landing my dream job, and I was damn proud of all I'd achieved in my career. The most I had to worry about was checking in on Nona, who, while opinionated on my lack of a real love life, loved me dearly. I loved her too.
You just turned 40. And what do you have to show for it?
She asked, as if on cue. A fantastic career, my own apartment, a good 401k, and so on. But none of that translated into anything she'd see as value because none of them were a husband.